Well, now you're mine, Bats. I caught you, and I got you right where I want you. You're all tied up, and don't try to speak neither. I know you don't talk much, but I don't want you to try and talk me out of this. This is my master plan, B-Man, one that would make Mr. J proud of me. He was brilliant, you know. He was crazy. But aren't we all? In fact, sometimes I think you're even crazier than he was, B-Man. I mean, who wanders around at night dressed like a giant bat? Anyway, he could never kill you. No, 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 no. You were too important to him. He always talked about it, but I don't think he could ever pull the trigger. Sometimes I think he cared more about you than he cared about me. I loved him, you know. I fell in love with him the very first time I saw him at the asylum. It took me 3 months to convince them to let me treat him. But when I did, he made me feel like I was the only thing in the world that mattered. I loved him for that. I gave up my life for that, and now he's gone. But he wasn't the only one who meant a lot to me.
I'd just like to say, if there were no Batman, there'd be no Joker, and I never would have met my Puddin'. Thank you, Batman. I know how important you were to Mr. J, and I just want to show you how much you mean to me, too.
By now, you might be feeling a little chilly. When I tied you up, I took off your suit. Don't worry, silly. I've left the mask. I don't care who you are. That's not why you're here. I thought about killing you, but where's the fun in that? Mr. J had the time of his life while you were alive. And now I'm going to give you the time of your life, too.
The doctor will see you now.